We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rebbe.
Let's go! Let's get it on! Oh, Peters!
Oh, got a fight. Thornton and Rebbe are exchanging punches.
The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Hour number two, rumors are Allmark and the Sabres going down to the wire here on a contract extension before he hits unrestricted free agency today at noon. Razor's with us. Craig's ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Allmark. Pardon?
If Allmark is looking for 6 years at $6 million, do you do it?
6 years at $6 million. Where the hell did you hear that?
That's rumor has it.
Rumor has what?
He's looking for six for six.
I don't know that I would give Allmark more than a 2 year deal.
No, I wouldn't either, especially when you got some younger guys coming in the pipe here.
It's nothing against his ability, it's his health.
No.
I'll pay him that in a couple of years when I know that he can sustain, because he's going to be tested this year. I'll tell you that much. If he's here, he's going to be tested, but he'll be a number one here.
Okay. If he's going to be tested as much as we possibly think he might, how is that durability going to come into a factor?
Well, we're going to see. That's all part of it. That's all part of it. That will be a true test of what he is, because in 2 years with where the team is now, that's where I'm really thinking I'm ready to be a playoff team. And he could be a huge piece to that.
I think that you could entertain right now, Linus Allmark paying him $6 million on a 4 year deal. I wouldn't go longer than four year deal.
I wouldn't go 4 years.
I wouldn't go 4 years.
No, I wouldn't
either. Has he played a year?
I'd go maybe three.
If you don't, then he's going to leave. I mean, you have to understand the Sabres are not in a position of strength when you're dealing with an unrestricted free agent. Now, yes, it's very possible that Linus Allmark might go to another city, okay, and make a little bit less money, but he's probably going to be in a situation to win. So you essentially are saying to Linus Allmark, we want you as our number one goaltender, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough go for the next number of years because the team's in a rebuild. Yep. So in order to entice a goaltender to come back and play in that environment, you're going to have to pay him. You're going to have to overpay him. Tell me what goaltender out there on the market right now is going to look at Buffalo and say that is a destination.
Where is he? Where can he go?
I want to go to.
Tell me where he can go.
You know what goaltender is going to do that? Is the goaltender that's going to get offered the contract or make him come here?
Okay. So why are we not talking? Why are we not talking about Linus Allmark and saying we have to do that to Linus Allmark?
What did he make last year?
2.5, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. And you're telling me someone's going to pay him six for six?
No, I didn't say that at all.
But that's what they're asking.
What I was saying then.
You saying you'd give him six for 4 years?
Yes. $6 million a year for 4 years.
I still think that's too much.
It is too much. It absolutely is way too much.
Because you're in a situation, if you're going to be building, why do you got to pay so much for a goaltender?
Number one, we have no goaltenders. Okay. That's number one. Number two is I don't think Buffalo is a destination that a goaltender in particular, a goaltender wants to come to.
Depends on what the goaltender, where that goaltender is in his career.
He's not going to Toronto because they're signing Mrazek.
The only guy that's going to want to come here is an older player.
Signing Freddie Anderson. So there's two teams out.
Yeah.
Where's he going? Who is he going to leverage? Who's he going to leverage his inexperience on?
So for an example, you have Mrazek that just signed recently with Toronto Maple Leafs, if I'm not mistaken.
He's rumored to be signing with the Toronto Maple Leafs. It's going down it's for Kevin Weeks here.
Okay. So you're looking at
breaking news from what I told her.
Mrazek Peter Mrazek signed a 3-year deal.
3-year deal with the Maple Leafs.
3.8 a year?
I don't know. Grubauer is a UFA. Why would they want to leave or move off of him? Why wouldn't they get a deal done with him? Chicago just landed Fleury.
Again, you'd have to go over the goalie market, and it's kind of like what Marty said a month ago. It's going to be musical chairs. You're going to have all these goaltenders walking around in a circle with the music going on. And once the music stops, you have to sit down, and there's only a certain amount of chairs. And right now, I don't think a lot of these goaltenders are in situations where they're not in a position of power in this year in particular, because it seems like there's a lot of goaltenders that came up available. Linus Allmark's in the same position. He is a number one goaltender in this league, just like Mrazek and Anderson and Grubauer. And beyond all those players, there's so many goaltenders that still are trying to find a seat. At what point in time are you sitting there saying, yes, Buffalo saying yes, we really like Linus Allmark. We like you. We want you back. But this is what we have for you. And if you don't take this, then you might not even get a starting position in the National Hockey League.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's what we're saying.
Thank you for finally coming around to our point, is that you're telling me that the Sabres put $6 million for 2 years on his table? He's going to turn that down?
What I'm trying to say is I would not be paying him a 6-year deal. I would only go to a 4-year deal.
Okay, and I'm telling you, I wouldn't give him more than a 2. How could you give him a $4 million or 4-year deal? How could you give him a 4-year deal for $6 million?
Because I think you're going to need him for 4 years.
I don't think you're going to need him for 4 years.
No.
I don't think you're going to. What do you mean? Okay. There's going to be more goalies available next year. You really only need them 1 year. And in fact, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, let's give him 2 years more in the minors. Two. But yep. You could say one. Let's give him 2.
Yep.
Okay. I don't need
even Allmark. A year and a half. And in that,
okay. I have Devin Levi, who in 2 years will be ready to maybe even be a backup and take some games. We don't know. We don't know. I don't need Allmark for more than 2 years. And if he thinks we need him more than 2 years, he's wrong. Like, because of UPL.
Yeah.
UPL looks really good.
Yeah.
He looked really good.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that. And I think that, you know, we all know that UPL is going to start in the minors next year, and he's going to play a lot of games. He's going to be given that opportunity to take that heavy load, to become a number one where you're playing multiple games, upwards of 50, maybe even 55 games a year in the minors. And if you can do that in the minors, that's basically giving him the opportunity to move to the next level if he performs well, to play at the next level, and that's the NHL, and to hold that same amount of games. It's not easy. It's not easy.
I, you know what I would imagine if Linus Allmark were listening to this conversation or sitting next to me, he would probably be upset with what I'm saying, but I don't know how he could be upset when I'm paying him $6 million. But if you want to make eight, show me what you do over the next 2 years making six. That's all I'm saying about Linus Allmark.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think anything past a three-year deal is just going to get to a situation where you're like, what are we going to do with this guy?
Yeah.
We got two kids coming in, knocking on the door. They got to play. They can play. And you're talking Ukpekalukin and Levi. I think in the next 2 years, you see these guys here and they're playing.
Well, how many years is Levi away? I mean, the kid's 19 years old.
Didn't he just commit to Northwestern or something like that?
Northeast.
So he's going to go for Northeastern.
Yeah.
Which is hello. We also have Eric Portillo, who's going to be the starter at Michigan, too.
Michigan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So why would you tie up Linus? You're going to have options in the next 2 years here.
Yes.
Like, look at Florida. When they signed that Bobrovsky deal and they draft Spencer Knight, it's like you're just kind of like, what are you guys thinking? I mean, I like to tie yourself. If you're not a contender over 5 years, if you don't look at your team and say, we have a window to win in 5 years, you should not be signing a goalie to a long-term deal.
No. It's a waste.
You don't have you're going through a rebuild. You don't have your goalie yet. We will not be winning a cup with Linus Allmark. When this team is ready to make the playoffs, it won't be Linus Allmark. It may not even be UPL.
If that's the point, then why not just sign a goaltender or like James Reimer?
Linus is good.
What happens if Linus does not want to sign here and he wants to go elsewhere?
Then fine. You go get one of those guys, Rips.
Yep, and that's what I'm saying. I think the goaltending
market, it's more cost effective and you're not tied into them for, you know, too many years, and it works into your plan. You still have that cap space that's not eaten up by a goaltender. You know, you've got options when those kids come in. They're going to be at lower salaries. You go let them play, and you're still got yourself in a situation where financially you've got power. And I think by doing this Linus Allmark for long term, it takes a little bit of that power away from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I agree with you. And besides, the health, he's just too in question for me right now. Like, don't take that personally. It happens. Some guys are durable, some aren't.
No.
You know, we need to see his durability. We need the proof over the next 2 years to be like, is this guy really something we can go long-term with? Otherwise, you got to start looking in another direction or looking down the pipeline of what you might already have. Instigators, WGR, 550, and MSG. So, you know, we'll keep an eye on that if the Sabres get that done. But I think it would be listen, this might sound biased. I don't know, but I think it's in Lena's best interest. Some guys run for the money and run for the term and the other option because they think the grass is greener. But, you know, you're to think that you're just going to run and land something in the market when maybe the spot you need to be still is right here. Could be the worst decision for you.
And I think he's the kind of guy that would run for the security before.
The security here in Buffalo?
I'm talking if somebody out there offers him, you know, a longer term deal.
I can't blame him for that. I mean, listen,
he's a goaltender. Who has more pressure than goaltenders?
Nobody.
Okay, so you just said, you know, he might look at, you know, grass that's greener on the other side. Well, right now in Saberland, we don't have grass.
But he has a number one spot.
Yeah, we're throwing fertilizer. And believe me, that's going to grow and it's going to become lush, thick, green grass. But right now, it's not that. And Linus Allmark, does he want to get put in that situation where it's going to be a tough goal for the next year or two? We've got to wait for, Kevin Adams has done a nice job with bringing in the right kids, bringing in the players that want to be here. That's number one. And I think it's very important. You look at all those teams in back when Rob played in 99 and Petey in the 2005, 6, 7 season, all those players, Drury, Briere, Dumont, you name it, all the way down. It's exactly where they wanted to play, right? Every single one of those players. Mike Pekka loves Buffalo. Loves Buffalo more than any place. And that's what you want to build. You want to build that. You want to build players that love Buffalo, that take in the city, that want to be that type of player for this team. And I think it's going to take a little bit of time making some transition moves. I'm happy with it. I am, but it's going to take time. And Linus Allmark is going to have not only the toughest job in the NHL, if he were to sign here, any goaltender that's going to play here is going to have a tough time because there's going to be some transition. It's going to be some youth in that lineup. We're going to have some high-end players, but they're going to be youthful.
Going to have to handle some L's in the column.
But that player is going to have to be dependable too. And then you're going to know that you can count on him for that number of games that you're going to need him.
That's true. Yeah. True. But maybe it's not, maybe we're not going to be dependent on one guy. Maybe we're going to be dependent on two guys.
Yeah. And that's a year or two down the road.
Yeah.
Instigators. We'll keep you posted if we hear anything on more on Jack Eichel, but haven't heard anything. How many players do the Sabres need heading into this year, heading into training camp with free agency starting in about 45 minutes?
Goaltender and a defenseman.
That's it? Just two? Goaltender and a defenseman?
Yep.
Craig?
And you might sign some minor league guys.
You know what? I mean, Jack Eichel trade. If you, let's just say a hypothetical, you trade and you acquire pieces like a forward, a centerman, and maybe a defenseman, those are going to go into your lineup next year. And, you know, I look at our lineup with Bjork, Cousins, Olofsson, Thompson, Mittelstadt, Asplin, Ruotsalainen, all extremely young players. You have Jeff Skinner, you have Kalaposo, Eakin, and Gergensen. There's 11 players right there. You have to probably add in at least a forward from the Jack Eichel trade and probably a defenseman. So right now we have Dahlin, Joki Haru, Bryson, Miller, and Samuelson.
Hag.
So again,
well, let me ask you something. Wait a minute. Is Bryson's waiver exempt? Is he starting the year here for you? I'm not saying he's not for me. I'm just saying I don't feel like that's decided yet.
How do you think he played when he was in the lineup?
Thought he was good. Thought he was really good too. Yeah.
Thought he was good too. If you take away the size of him, you know, I thought he moved the puck extremely well. You don't know what his upside's going to be because he was pretty excited to get the opportunity to play in Buffalo. I don't think Buffalo realized how well he was going to play. And the question is, does he have an upper echelon upside to those wheels that he, presented in a lot of those games? If he can really distribute that puck and join the attack, in that second attack, he could be a very, very useful defenseman. And I think that whether he's a long-term piece, I don't know. But I think for me in watching him play, last year he was playing 20-some minutes a night. He was playing more than most of the players that were out there. He's a young kid. Why not continue to play him? Even if you want to use him as a trade asset piece later on, I would still play him. I think he showed that he can play in the National Hockey League. Whether you use him and play him, and maybe he's part of a trade asset, but who knows? I would have him start on the team next year.
Yeah, I think he's that guy that if you do happen to bring something in, even throughout the year, you know, he's that guy you can put back down and, you know, he's going to be serviceable. You're going to get what you're going to get from him, and he's that easy one to move.
Sabres sitting at about $37 million in projected cap space, free agency day today. That $10 million includes Jack Eichel's cap space already off of there because he's on long-term IR on the cap-friendly page. But I'll give you my free agent list at 11:30. I asked the guys here how many players do they think the Sabres need. I want four. four players. Why are we just assuming that these guys get to be on the team? Did you put Roots to Lane?
We're not.
No, I know.
I'm not, Petey, but you're looking at it. You're going to be obviously a young team. You want to give these young kids a chance to play.
So let me ask you something.
You could go out and say, okay, I'm going to take $10 million and go sign three guys. I think take a forward, a defenseman, and a goaltender, whatever you may be, just to give you that little room, you know, little depth or whatever it may be. I'm not saying you have to go out and do it.
Do we expect next year to be hard? There's a follow-up question to this, but do we expect this year to be hard? Some losing?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this then. Do you think maybe it could be worthwhile to maybe have Dylan Cousins? I mean, is he able to go to the minors? He's 20 now. Will he see some time in the American League, do you think? No. Or is he
You're going to send him to the American League. He's going to play, yeah, but he could play just as much here as he would in the minors or anywhere else and gain that experience. And I think it's up to the individual kid too. And I think that what I know of the guy, he'll be able to handle, won't like it, but he'll be able to handle the situation they're in a lot of nights and actually learn from it.
Okay. I'm trying
some
to
guys that, out. Some guys that would hurt Petey, but I don't think that kid in particular would. It's going to affect.
Well, and you know why I'm asking more. That, right? About it, you know, yeah. Like having him around, like, you know, like a really hard year, maybe there's a surprise, but expected to be a hard year for the team.
Yep. It's going to be a hard year. But that being said, you're looking for players to grow. Okay. And you're talking about maybe possibly a player like, you know, Dylan Cousins going down to play in the American Hockey League. And I would ask, you know, for what reason would that be? It would be to make sure that he's playing in key situations and getting the minutes needed to continue to grow. Well, guess what? He's our number one center right now. Yeah, well. He's going to play on the power play. He's going to play on the penalty kill. He's going to be on the ice. If we need a goal at the end of the game, he will be out there. If we need to kill a penalty, if we're up 3-2, Dylan Cousins is going on the ice. He's going to play in every situation so he can grow as a player.
Oh, it's important to mention here, Lance Lysowski tweeted, Sabre fans should temper their expectations entering free agency. Kevin Adams said he doesn't want to add players who take ice time and opportunity away from the young core, Cousins, Mittelstadt, Dahlin, et cetera, which fits nicely with my free agent list that I'm going to present to the world here at 11:30 and see what the guys think. But the initial question, Razor, you were about to say something though.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, okay. Well, because I initially asked.
Maybe it was, but my mind's gone. It's shot.
No, it's all right. Because I initially asked who's going to play here and how many players.
We had between the commercials about Risto when everybody said there was no market for Risto out there, right?
Yeah.
And when I talked to somebody inside the organization, they said you wouldn't have believed the number of inquiries and people interested in Risto. And we're sitting there going, I can't believe we got what we got for Risto. You don't think they got what they got for Risto because there was so much demand for the guy that it drove that price up?
No. Who are you talking to right now?
Just mention it to you guys.
I guess my question then, Rob, just to play the devil's advocate here, why didn't they get more for Sam Reinhart then? Do you not think the teams in the league would have loved to get their hands on Sam Reinhart?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I think with Sam too, you had to, you know, have to re-sign the guy, and maybe thinking what he'd be looking for that would
that scared off a lot of teams.
Close that gap a little bit of who would be really, really interested in him.
Yeah,
I don't love the Sam Reinhart coming
in. You already know what you pay him, and you know what you're gonna get. And yeah. I think that because there was that much interest, it drove that price up on Risto, and you were able to collect what you collected for him.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I don't love the Sam Reinhart return either, Riv. But if you look at the scenario and the circumstances, it's kind of like the Sabres really were had their back up against the wall with this guy with his contract situation. I mean,
yep.
If he goes to arbitration and gets awarded and comes back and he's gone in 1 year, that's your rental price at the deadline. And Florida is now in the same situation. There's no guarantee he signs long-term with Florida, nope. You know? So.
Yeah, true. I guess my question is the Levi kid. I know he's a goaltender, and I know he was the MVP of the World Junior Championships, and they won gold, and he was lights out. That being said, I don't know a lot about him. And obviously, I'm sure the Sabres know a lot more than I do and everybody else. And it's just head-scratching that that was the only piece. So this kid's must be a pretty hungry.
2-3 years down the road, you could be sitting here going, oh, yeah, man, was that a great deal?
Exactly.
We got him for Sam, an expiring contract, but this, yeah, that. We maybe, you don't know. You don't know until, that's like draft picks.
Exactly.
Heck, you don't know. You can't judge it now in situations.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to let you judge.
Have to wait and see.
I'm going to let you judge my free agent list of guys I want the Sabres to target when we come back. And where would they fit in the lineup? How much could they make? They're not going to be expensive, boys. Buckle up, though. They're going to be fun to watch. Instigators, free agent day starts at noon. Lots of rumors coming out. It almost just seems like players are already signed. Hey, again, here we go. Let's break all the news before noon. I thought these deals weren't supposed to start until 12 o'clock, Racer. Sounds like there's been a lot of tampering. We'll be right back.
Bob McKenzie in his retirement got a little, he had a few too many cups of coffee at 7:30 this morning. He ripped through the entire.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back, Instigators. Someone asked, why is Rob in his car? And someone said, there's a spider crawling across the roof of your car there, Razor.
There could be. There's a lot of stuff in this truck. doesn't get cleaned out too often.
All right. A few shout outs we'll give at the end of the show. Riv read a couple funny tweets. People messaging the show after yesterday. My free agent list. Quickly, if the Sabres don't sign Allmark, how would you feel about Braden Holtby?
I wouldn't mind it a bit.
Okay.
I think he's kind of, if you got him at the right price, PD, and you come in here and he signs for a couple of years, why not?
All right. Well, Rev, care to chime in or
no? I think that would be great if you were to bring Holtby in for a, you know, 2-year contract. That's basically what we're looking for. I mean, you don't want to get into a situation where you pay a goaltender and let's just say that Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen after 1 year in the minors looks like he's NHL ready to take a job. So now you bring him in and he starts to play games in year two of a contract that you have you're paying a goaltender 4 years or 5 years. I mean, I would like to keep contracts to a minimal. I mean, I'm not even talking Linus Allmark or the goaltenders that we bring in. I'm talking Rasmus Dahlin. I would not want to sign him to a long-term contract. I would not want to sign Joakim Harju. I would not want to sign Casey Mittelstadt. None of these players I want on a long-term deal.
Perfect.
I'm tired of watching in the National Hockey League teams pay players long-term contracts and they are never in a million years able to fulfill those contracts. And then they get bought out and it costs X amount of dollars. And it's just, why not keep these young men hungry and on, pay them what they deserve, be fair and honest, but pay them on a shorter term deal.
And here is a list of players that you can sign starting today at noon to bring in and surround your guys that aren't going to affect their ice time. They're not going to take away from their development, but you might get an idea of what they're here to do. So starting in no particular order, just how I found them on Cap Friendly last night. I have two categories for them. Can't even remember what the categories are. Jeff Coltnack. There we go. It's Petey's Most Wanted. And then on one side you have, it's like a second chance. You know, it's like your second chance. Fresh starts, we called them. And then role players. So I have Jared Tenorti, Curtis Gabriel. You're not going to like this one. Zach Rinaldo, Nate Thompson, Luke Shen. Thomas Nosek was more of like the fresh starts, but Zuzhar Kara, Pierre-Edouard Belmar, Eric Gudbranson. And then on the other side, Mark Janikowski, Michael Dalcol, Josh Hosang, Could dig into him a little bit. Brandon Peary. And here's just a fun one, Riv. You get an actual Josh Anderson. There's a Josh Anderson. He's a left defenseman from British Columbia. He was a third-round pick by Colorado. So you could sign him and throw him in the minors. He's not the Josh Anderson that you wanted, but it is a Josh Anderson. So that is my list of players. And I would bring in two for forward and one on defense for sure.
Rob, any defensemen on there that interest you?
Well, there's Jared Tenorti, Luke Shen, and Erik Gudbranson are the only defensemen on there.
The only thing with a Tenorti, you'd get him at a decent price. The big guy. Gabranson, another big guy that, I don't know. I just don't know if they fill that role that you're looking for.
Well, Gabranson is a big guy. He's a right-handed shot. He's a veteran guy. Is going to play basically as probably your sixth defenseman on your team. Will add toughness and size and physicality to your back end. And I don't think that you're going to have to pay him long-term or a big contract in particular. So he's an interesting guy. That's the one guy on that list that I'd be looking at.
On defense, what about on forward? You got to understand something here. You can sign
in a Curtis Gabriel for a short term contract again, probably somewhere in the range of a 2-year deal. You know, he would be someone that I would have as a 13th forward, depending on the team that you're going to be playing against. You could put him in, but you know, he's certainly, you're not bringing him in there for his skill set, but you're bringing him in there to have, you know, play against certain teams that I think that you need to make these young guys feel comfortable.
Yeah.
What about some of the other guys? Like, you know, I saw a name like Josh Hosang and Michael Dalcol, and Dalcol, these guys are both former first round picks. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that scares me about the two of them is that Lou didn't keep them. So if Lou doesn't keep somebody around, it's either because they need the roster space or the character problems. So you have Josh Hosang, who I think we've heard some things in years past about him maybe not being the greatest person off the ice. I don't know if that's true or not, but a very highly skilled player. And then you have Dalcol, who was a fifth overall pick. What about, are you in the business, Riv, of second chances or trying to find fresh starts for players, or are you just moving forward with the guys you have and looking for other players? Am I way off with my free agent?
I would say second chances for guys, maybe high-end guys that you could roll the dice on, but second and third chances for third, fourth line guys?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Josh Hosang is the player that that I would be looking to acquire. There's a reason why he hasn't had a shot with the New York Islanders. But for me, you have to understand that we have, whether you like the players or not, we have a number of players. You may not like them right now, but there's something that there's growth to be had. Bjork is only 24 years old. Dylan Cousins is 20. Casey Mittelstadt's 22. Thompson, 23. Asplin, 23. Ruotsalainen is 22. That's a young core of forwards right now.
Look at the players I listed.
Well, what are you going to do with Oposo, Eakin, Gergensen, Skinner, and Kajula, who they just signed? What do you plan on doing with all those guys?
That I don't know. I mean, Kajula may be signed. I haven't seen his deal. I don't know if it's a one way or a two way, but it's not like if Kajula is not performing that we can't put him on waivers. I mean, Kajula's a body. Kajula is back here. Yeah. If this team were contending, I don't think Kajula would be coming back.
I think that if I was going to go spend that money, Petey, I would go and go somebody with a little more experience, somebody that's had a little success, but at a cost-effective rate.
Kajula's making $750 one way.
Yeah, one way.
Okay.
So that's fine, because in the past, we were paying guys $700,000 to play in the minors, okay? Yeah. A number of them. You're going to need players to fill out that minor league system to make sure that it's a strong unit to continue to develop our young players. So whether Jake Kajula plays in the National Hockey League, I don't know, but there's a lot of pieces that are still Bjork, Cousins, Olofsson, Thompson, Mittelstadt, and Asplin are 100% going to be in the National Hockey League. Can we all agree on that?
Yep.
You have Skinner's going to be there with Oposo and Gergensen. Can we agree on that? That's 9 players so far. Now you have Ruotsalainen, you have Kajula, and Eakin.
Ruotsalainen can go to the minors.
Okay. So he's in the minors.
I'm not saying he's not on the team. I'm just saying that he's waivers exempt.
He's waiver exempt. So do you want to put him in the minors, or do you think he's going to make the Buffalo Sabres?
For the sake of making the team more physical and tougher, yes, I do.
Okay, so he's in the minors. What about Jake Kajula?
It'll depend on the roster's health when the season starts. But
Cody Eakin.
Well, he's a player that I had always expected to provide some of that physicality, but we haven't seen it yet.
So if I were to tell you right now, Gergensen,
but if you waive Cody Eakin and he clears waivers, you get $1 million cap relief on him.
Okay, but you still have to bring a player in.
Bring in one of the guys I just mentioned. You need guys that'll bring some energy.
Yeah,
like you know, one of the things that we keep forgetting is that Kevin Adams does talk about the word connectivity to the fans. Well, Rob, of the three of us. But I think the three of us know very well what the fans here in Buffalo react to. And that is hardworking energy. Notice I haven't said fighting yet.
No, and I think that's what you thought you were going to get with Cody Eakin and a couple of those guys last year. It just didn't happen. And I think it takes a special guy to be able to go do that when things are tough all season long, to be able to go out and play that game night after night after night. And I think the guys that I kind of leaned on for that kind of didn't come through.
You remember who Edmonton had, Craig? In the more recent years, like Nugent Hopkins years, but a veteran guy there that was wearing the C, and he also went to Winnipeg during the time that these teams were really struggling to provide energy, be a leader, you know, be a good guy, just be a good guy in the locker room. And I don't think he made more than $1 million. Do you remember who it was?
I don't.
Like Matt Hendricks.
Okay. Yep.
Hendrickson or yep. Matt Hendricks?
Yep.
Do you remember him?
Hendricks.
Yeah. Matt Hendricks.
Yeah.
Just a wrecking ball of a player, block shots, take a punch to the face, you know, score,
yeah,
you know, single digit goals every year. But he just, you know,
listen,
what?
Like, you're going to play like with Kevin Adams, and what he's talking about is he doesn't want to bring, just go out and sign guys in unrestricted free agency that are going to come in and take major minutes away from Dylan Cousins,
Middlestad, the guys I mentioned are exactly that. Goodbranson's not taking ice time away from anybody. Any other player on there is not taking any power play time away from anybody. Not maybe all they're going to do is kill penalties and block shots.
Where do you see Jeff Skinner this year? You think he's going to have an opportunity to play with a guy like Casey Middlestad, Tage Thompson?
I think you have to.
So if that were to happen, does Rasmus Asplund go back to his natural position as a centerman?
That I couldn't tell you.
Because I think that we can all agree, watching last year, I think we can all agree that Casey Middlestad elevated his game to something that we haven't seen since the young man was drafted. He looked fantastic. And if he can continue to build on top of that, it's going to be a great sign. I think Tage Thompson, because of Casey Middlestad elevating his game, so did Tage Thompson. But a real key piece to that line was Rasmus Asplund. I thought he played exceptionally well.
Well, I'll tell you who's been played exceptionally well. Rob, today on the show. I mean, unbelievable. We have to let you go because we have to go to break, and you said you have to go.
Yeah,
to the bathroom.
I gotta go. You get old, man. You just don't put stuff like that off. We've had that conversation.
We appreciate your time as always, Razor.
Guys, thank you, eh?
Yep, thank you.
Good luck in training. So I hope you get picked up.
we're day 17, 18, guys. We're not We're not day one, guys. Yeah. All right, Razor. Take care.
Hey, boys.
We'll be back. Final segment of the Instigators coming up. Stick around.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of the Instigators presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back. Final segment of the Instigators here for today, free agent day. Not expecting the Sabres to be overly active, but it's been a wild free agency, Craig. And it gets even more wild as we have announcements of signings. But not only that, we have trades as well. And Vegas just acquired Evgeny Dadonov from Ottawa for Nick Holden and a pick. So, I don't know. I just always like to connect the dots.
Yeah.
Could this be a Jack Eichel deal in the works somehow?
Like I said before, Vegas does not have a number one center. And Jack Eichel would fit nicely between Mark Stone and Max Pacioretty. Max Pacioretty has 2 years left, so there's a window of opportunity, I think, in Vegas that they're really going to strongly push for in those 2 years, in the Max Pacioretty years. And after those 2 years, you have $7 million that comes off your cap. So they can afford, Vegas can afford to bring in a player like Jack Eichel. It's just the question of what you have to give up to acquire Jack Eichel. There has to be salary come back.
Here's my last offer for Jack Eichel before we get off the air. We have 1 minute and 10 seconds left in the game.
I'm going to write it down.
The Vegas Golden Knights will receive Jack Eichel.
Okay.
The Buffalo Sabres will receive Peyton Krebs, Alex Tuck, Riley Smith, and Hag. What's Hag's first name?
Nicholas.
I want to say Benoit Hag, but it was Benoit Hogue.
So you have $5.5 million in Smith. You have 4.75 in Alex Tuck. And you have $800,000. So you're looking at about...
And you have 30 seconds to make this deal.
You have $10.5 million. I would do that that trade right now. No question about it. Jack Eichel for Krebs, Tux, Riley Smith, and Hag. Done.
It's been a pleasure doing business with you, Craig. Let's make it work. Call the league. Submit the forms. One Bills Live next. We're back tomorrow. Elliot Friedman at 11. We will recap everything that's going on around the league on a wild free agency day. Thanks for tuning in.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.